This is Voice of SBV.
Greetings, dear listeners. World Health Day 2021 has become important to every mankind on this globe due to the instability and insurgence caused by the ongoing pandemic of COVID-19. Theme designated for this World Health Day 2021 is Let's Build a Fairer, Healthier World for Everyone. We need to adopt and stand by this theme in order to face, withstand many more challenges we would come across due to the ongoing pandemic and the outbreaks that are yet to come. The theme bridges to eliminate both communicable and non-communicable disease when one adopts for a healthier lifestyle. The ongoing pandemic has imparted in minds of all on the essentials of health and its importance and the impact and challenges it has caused to us. COVID-19 pandemic has undercut recent health gains, pushed more people into poverty, food insecurity, and amplified gender, social, and health inequities. Pandemic, in Greek terminology, is considered as pan, meaning all, demos, meaning people, and thus the word pandemic. Globe has witnessed pandemics in the past. Spanish flu, 1918, with deaths estimating between 40 to 100 million. Asian flu, 1957, with deaths estimating between 1 to 4 million. Hong Kong flu, 1968, with deaths estimating between 1 to 4 million. On January 30th, 2020, the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. How do we contain the ongoing pandemic? The answer is challenging, very challenging, and it's an ongoing challenge for the healthcare workers and health authorities of every country on this earth. India has witnessed 1,70,209 deaths until date. Efforts of every common man is very much needed and essential and is mandatory to contain the ongoing pandemic. We all had a breath of our life while we were witnessing the declining graph of COVID-19. But today, to our unfortunate, we are back to our initial days with the ascending graph and with the speedy rising numbers on each given day. Exposure to COVID-19 can be termed as pre-exposed, exposed, and post-exposed for a better understanding. In pre-exposed, we need to protect ourselves as part of a personal protection with facial mask, following hand hygiene, and adopting social distancing at work, place, and in public. One needs to avoid venturing into crowded places with larger gathering. In exposed, individuals are asymptomatic with no symptoms and symptomatic with all clinical signs and symptoms for COVID-19. Asymptomatic individuals can isolate by quarantine at home, and symptomatic individuals and those with comorbidities needs to be hospitalized as per the advice of the healthcare provider. In post-exposed, individuals recovered from COVID-19 still needs to adhere to the same protocols of pre-exposed state in terms of personal protection guidelines. What is the role of vaccination in containing this COVID pandemic? It has a very big role, a challenging role, and a successful role. Vaccination poses a big challenge for the health authorities with the rising myths and facts in the minds of common man. Still, every healthcare workers and common man need to vaccinate themselves in protecting them and the neighborhood. Vaccination has believed to have reduced the morbidity and mortality for those individuals exposed to novel coronavirus, thus not risking the individual from getting himself infected. Vaccination for COVID-19 has proven to be very much safe as per the current medical updates and as per the ongoing vaccination program across the globe and its post-tolerance and analytics. Ladies and gentlemen, let's ensure and commit ourselves in protecting us and safeguarding our community from the ongoing pandemic by adhering to the norms and policies laid down by the health authorities of our country and our state. Stay healthy and stay safe. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.